It's 2:30. Today is April 9th, 2025, and we're meeting as the Sevier School District Board of Education at the Sevier School District office. And we're going to begin with our work session reviewing the trust land applications. Those in attendance are Jill Porter, Vice President Ryan Savage, Jack Hansen, myself, John Foster, and Rick Orr is excused. Superintendent Kate Douglas will be in a few minutes. Also, Mike Willis will be in a few minutes. And Executive Secretary Krista Nielsen is here. And we don't know about Chad.
He'll be in too.
Okay. Chad will be in. And so, without any further ado, we'll begin working on our trust land applications.
Okay. You guys want to
Is that who you gave us?
To be whoever you want. There's Richfield.
Well, you can do North Sevier. Doesn't matter.
You're good.
You can work with that, with Rick on that, so do you want me to just do this by myself?
Or you
want
to do Superintendent will be here, and Mike will be here, too, and they can help you go through them.
Well, just get
if you have any questions, then let me know, because they pretty much...
You have these included, right?
No. Mm-mm. No. Well, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, they're included in the packet.
So we've already looked through them.
Yeah, if you looked at them, yes.
So what do we need to do then?
Just, well, you already looked through them, so if you have any questions or if you had any concerns, you can note them on
That was the only concern I had the first one.
The spacing?
Well, when it comes to here, and then your total was different.
Oh, yeah. So
that was the only one that I
think he had a...
I couldn't figure out where that...
This. So it's 146 plus the 5,000, and then your total. Oh. It's just the alignment of it, but yeah.
All right.
Yes. So.
Have you got the one for Ashman Elementary?
Yes.
I had a question on that one. Let me see what you think about this. 80% of Ashman students leave reading on grade level. Mm-hmm. What if they leave in October to go to California? What they mean is, when they graduate or when they advance, when they're promoted,
right.
What this says is when they leave, they'll be at grade level.
Yeah, which they can change the wording, I guess, on that.
I wondered if they wanted to do something different with that wording. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, so the way this answers are based on your end.
Yeah, which that one could be a year end also. And that would be an easy fix. I can make a note on that one. Just ask Amy.
So we
compile the F every year.
F? That's the actual?
That's a grade F. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we check to see how many students have Fs and then how many Fs they have. You know,
so this is... That reading.
And F report. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay. Yep, 95% language 9 based on the year. So this is a class. And then based on your in-depth report, transcripts. Yeah, so they're ultimately going through the transcripts, checking each grade, and then checking their English grades to make sure they're not on that F report.
And the F report is how many people are in?
How many students have Fs in a specific amount of classes. And then they are highlighting their language arts classes, it looks like.
Okay.
And math classes.
And then math ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All yep. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
They can. It's like $3 per student.
Okay, because this is about student motivators to encourage hard work. $2 per student.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
We're not even worried about it. Everything will continue on just like it has.
Just use my emails.
Yeah, just use your email. We don't have to worry about
changing
your email password.
That's why I put my computer today. I was going to bring it over and sit down with you one day and say, help me. Because I couldn't get it to work and I tried to move. can do, I can use it, it just, I can get in, but I can't get into my Severe SD. So I've been using my Gmail account. Krista sends everything to my Gmail because I can't get into my Severe because you gave me the and I put that in and it didn't work. And that's why I'm going to come and bring it over.
So
changes.
I've got Ashman's. Yep.
Probably the only one I haven't read.
Yeah, she sends everything to my Gmail.
I've got Ashman's right here. Do you want to read it? Do you want to look at it? No.
If Pete made the corrections, you're fine.
Okay.
Yes, the computer's fine. It's just I couldn't get into the email. And Chad sent me something for the Severe SD. And I'm like,
yeah. So I guess
I don't need that.
On the same page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Krista sends everything to my Gmail anyway, so we're good.
She's on the call.
Yeah.
You know, I just put that in a minute ago. So.
It is $2, Jill, so they're okay. I thought it was $3, but it's $2.
Okay. Sounds halfway here. I went home to get it here, I thought. Thanks, Chad.
You bet. So, Rick, do you send emails to
I don't
a
send
personal one?
Personal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that Rick's the only one that we're missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're all squared away.
Okay. Perfect. So, take it.
Here we go.
Till next
phone
time.
Phone call away. Yeah, but I'm not scared.
Yeah, so we've addressed it with everybody who has been way over, and part of it has to do with staffing. Yeah, and, you know, people leave halfway through the year or they don't work enough hours, you know. But, yeah, we've addressed it because they cannot continue to have that high of a carryover.
Well, I'm sure it's discouraging in a lot of ways, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and they try and plan, and then either the district will hire some, you know, get funding to pay for somebody, and so then it messes with their carryover. And yeah, they're trying to stay more aware of it mid-year so that they can recalculate or redistribute the funds if they need to.
Yeah. I'm gonna go grab Mike. I know he's here.
Counter offer to give But when he walked up there, he just had that look in his eye that I don't know where I'm going to hit it, but it's going out of here. But it took him about 12 pitches to get there.
That's what he does.
You know, that's what's funny. He just wears them down.
He's about as, you know, they say the three outcome hitter. He's like the perfect example of a three outcome hitter. He's either going to hit a home run, he's going to walk, or he's going to strike out.
It's starting to work.
I mean, he's very competitive. The only time he strikes out is when he questions that outside pitch whether to swing at it or not. But I think he doesn't swing at it because it looks too far. I'm not going to be able to do anything with it anyway. But I don't know.
He strikes out because he gets in a line. 3-2 counts. You know, he works it.
Well, he gets 13-2 or 11-2 counts. That's what he gets.
I haven't increased a lot.
See, I think maybe we should reject them until we get the signal.
I mean, they say that they have them. All of them say that they have them, but I just don't have a copy with.
Cause we called them. They missed the deadline. They haven't. Because we called them the other day. The only thing we were missing was Nate's, and he said he'd have it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have them. They say on there that they've had them. I just need to have them send it to me.
Last time we talked about the signature page, it was some of them had their community council meeting the next day. So they were right there. We have that. I don't know. What would happen if we didn't? If we put them off till next month? Would that mess up funding?
We won't have it. We've got to have it
by May 1st, right?
Yeah, we've got to have everything into trust funds by the 15th.
Yeah,
We do that. Did you guys get notes on yours too? And then
mine were really good. I mean, not fine. But it was just this one seemed like they just added so much to it.
Too much on that. I think this one they would be Trustline's reviewers would say it's too much. They want to simplify so it's finding that just right payment. This is not enough. This is too much.
This is fine.
So the only other thing missing the community council signature pages.
Yeah.
We wanted to have those today. No way. Like, bothered me last year this time. We were like, no, we want those signatures.
They all when
so
we
they
call
have them. They haven't sent them.
Yeah, they have them.
But they have.
Those on the board agenda.
Well, I can definitely email them and ask them to send them to me, but I won't have them today, obviously.
So we can approve them as is, and then just like
we
every year.
We called them, what was it, Chris, last week?
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them, the only one that didn't have everything according to them was Nate, and he was getting it in that day. Yeah. I haven't done it, just haven't hit some yet.
I didn't know it was here.
All of them there.
Yeah, I mean, all of them seem fine to me. They, like, they're chatted up and everything. More serious.
We have notes on these two.
No, we're talking
about
can I see those Rich Hill ones? Oh, thanks. So does that make sense? We'll just approve them and then have Mike go around and talk to them? And then you think we can get the signature evident, like literally the signature pages have to be uploaded.
Okay.
By the 15th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on a week away.
Where do they upload them at?
I thought they had to be uploaded to Trustline now to change the law to require it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I
think there isn't a place to upload them right now, but we can match.
There's nothing that we can see that there's an attachment of any sort.
I thought I remember at the last meeting that they actually fired.
I got mine.
I asked every one of them. They said they had them. They said, you know, a couple of them were missing one person out there that wasn't at their community council. But they all had
all of them.
But it must not give them an option to upload.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in and check.
There's a part where they can put in how many were there and signed off on it, but it doesn't have an upload.
I thought it did.
But they all had said that they had it.
So we're given, ready?
Yeah.
I think we can go ahead.
Okay, we'll start.
John, if you'll close out this meeting first, and then
if
you'll close out this meeting first.
Does it take a voice vote or anything?
Yep. You can just get a motion and close it.
All right. I'd like to have a motion to close out of our work session.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll close out of our work session.